Like a thief, anxious of whether his catch won't be too vulgar, I went into the room to ascertain the circumstances of the event, the ones making me reread old writings and inscriptions destined for oblivion on the monuments, these overly treacherous calendars lacking an endearing poise. Here, objects collecting dust take on a spatial tingle in fear of verbosity or a misleading phrase. Godly will become one who'll systemize the atmospheric conditions. Here, the eyeless plunderer enjoys an unremitting pleasure. Coming upon rhymes like branches that exude sap, and having just left an alien flesh, I found that my actions were wanting in randomness, and my intentions ripping apart like old clothing, like a summary of the sacred scriptures that employs only punctuation marks left, and been as worn out as utterances subdued by the passive voice, and the feelings still brimming with desire like the soil for the spring rain. Feelings are just information notices that someone has forgotten to tear down from the descript wooden fences, the utility poles, the bridge abutments, and the eyes of passerbys trying, like raiders, to seize upon the location of faded out memories. Feelings are but attenuating circumstances when the examiner discovers an alien body inside the structure diverged from the axis.